You must deal with it in a soft manner. It's so very hard as parents, as our children go astray, to get our points across to them, not hurting them some way. So often we abuse them, though it isn't our intention. That's why we need to give our kids our constant, kind attention. As a young addicted child, looking back to when I started, my parents might have gotten through had they been tender-hearted. I remember it too clearly, all the fighting and the yelling. Instead of me responding, I was totally rebelling. That's why it is important for you make that firm demand. Please get inside your child that you fully understand. You must love them unconditionally and make that very clear. It's okay to hate the habit, even show a little fear. Get close to who is affected. Chances are right now you're not. Get rid of any anger and condemning words you've got. You will need communication and an honest understanding. Be careful not to lose your cool or be way too demanding. Make clear your good intentions that you'll help in any way. Be cautious in your manner and be careful what you say. You might not get another chance to take back words you've said. There's parents hurting every day who find their children dead. Keep in mind the tactics that you use on them today forever will affect them in a good or wicked way. The time has come to get involved with tender love and care. Make sure they know you love them, that you always will be there. I hope this book is helpful in your shot at getting through, that it gives you understanding and affects the things you do, that it takes your message to them, that it helps them see the light, that they learn a valued lesson from these words that I did write.